Angry MGTOW here, and millions of millennials are selling sex to pay for student loans. Yeah, we didn't see any of this coming. It just came right out of the blue. Uh-huh.
Hey guys, I just want to remind you to follow me on another platform, which includes Minds.com, Vid.me, SoundCloud, and even iTunes. You never know what's going to happen on YouTube, and I upload all my content to those platforms and many others. So definitely follow me on one of them.
So millions of millennials are now selling sex to pay for student loans. I mean, should anyone be surprised that this is happening? I'm not exaggerating. So this is just one website, guys. This was published on Zero Hedge. However, there's actually citations to Business Insider. Millions of millennials could be trading sex for their next debt payment. As the storm clouds of peak stupidity gather over the heads of the millennial generation. Guys, I'm loving this. And by the way, I'm just vaping, so if you hear me going in the background, it's me hitting the vape. As the storm clouds of peak stupidity gather over the heads of the millennial generation who were conned by banks, government, and universities to take out excessive amounts of leverage in auto loans, credit cards, and student debt, millions have flocked to a new website seeking sugar daddies or even sugar mommies to pay off their debt. Amid an economic environment where wage growth remains non-existent, today's real simple get-out-of-debt option for the broke college / post-college millennial is through an unconventional dating website called SeekingArrangement.com. In 2016, the website identified some 2.5 million college students who turned to the site in an act of desperation to find a sugar daddy or even a sugar mommy in exchange of personal time for straight cash. So men are turning to the site as well. Guys, I keep telling you, society isn't collapsing. People are. I tell you, the future for women and the simps who fell in line with them is not bright. People aren't listening. Now, I will share, I have over $150,000 in student loans myself. All right? Because I wanted to be a doctor. And to become a doctor, so for me, to get the residency these days in the United States is very difficult. And I wanted to become I wanted to get into the psych field. But to get into the psych field, you basically have to do really well at medical school, and then you have to go seeking out, and it also depends on the medical school you go to. Long story short, when I got my master's in psychology, and I also have a master's in health subjects. Okay, so I have two master's degrees. I made sure to get these masters in advance so that it would help me to get the psych residency before I even stepped foot in medical school. You heard me right. It is that crazy right now. If you think I sound crazy, there are a lot of people who are doing much crazier things right now. Okay? If you want to become a doctor these days and focus and get into a specific field, you have to start planning years in advance before you even step foot in medical school. You have to start planning years in advance just to get these fucking residencies. That's how bad it is. So I'm $150,000 in debt. I also have a bachelor's from one of the top business universities in the world for all the good it's done me. But I'm not the worst of the bunch. I actually have some skills. Plus, before I went into that field, I also have a bit of computer programming under my belt. I was a CS major for a long time, so I do know how to write code. I'm working on using that to help develop Red Pill right now, so that's something. But many of these young people have literally no productive skills whatsoever. And let's keep looking at this lovely article, because it just gets better. The website's mission, this is a prostitution site. The website's mission is to deliver a new way for relationships to form and grow. You mean based on prostitution? Sugar babies and sugar daddies or mamas will get what they want when they want it to. Guys, that's hardcore prostitution. They get what they want when they want it. That's some hardcore prostitution. If I ever heard it, my gosh, guys, that's hardcore prostitution. Hardcore prostitution. Fuck. I mean, this is next level prostitution. Millennials are so broke now that the last thing they... I mean, now they're selling the last thing that they have, their bodies. Millennials are now selling their bodies to pay off their debt. Millennials are selling their bodies. Millions of millennials are selling their bodies to pay student loans. My gosh. We find it hard to believe the intention of the website when created by MIT graduate Brandon Wade in 2006. MIT graduate was to have 25% of the 10 million users broke college millennials. So some guy who's a fucking engineer created this thing. This is insane. According to Business Insider, a couple of years ago, the site noticed an uptick in the number of members signing up with a university email address. Alexis Germany, a spokesperson for SeekingArrangement.com, told Business Insider. Business Insider, all right? Accredited Business Insider. It decided to launch a marketing campaign dubbed Sugar Baby University, targeting indebted college students. Indebted, guys, millennials are now becoming fucking serfs. Serfs, all right? Owned by the banks. They're owned by the fucking banks, guys. Millennials are now owned by the banks and governments. They own your body. They own you. This is what happens when you sell yourself. When you sell yourself to Satan, all right? You sell yourself to the government. Soldiers, these people, they sold their souls to the devil. All right. All right, so they launched a campaign targeting indebted college students and young people who are interested in college but afraid of taking on massive loans. This is crazy. In total, Americans owe more than $1.3 trillion in student loan debt to federal government agencies and private lenders. Guys, yeah, the government is just going to wipe away all these loans, and the vast majority of all these loans belong to women. But the government's never going to make them pay it back. No way. They're just going to tax men more. Where's this money going to come from? More and more men are just taking all their assets out and putting them in cryptocurrencies. Where's this money going to come from? Guys, how stupid does anyone have to be to think that the government can keep taxing men? What are they going to do? Take your organs? I mean, use your fucking heads. We're at the end. There's nothing left. Americans cannot take on any more debt. They're so tapped out on debt right now that they're selling their bodies. Millennials, millions are selling their bodies. This is just one website. How many others are doing it off this website? 2.5 million. 2.5 million college students turned to the website. Not college age students, college students, actually universities, turn to the website to find people that would pay them for sex. How many women now wish that they had never gone to college? They had found a man, gotten married, and had some fucking babies. Now they're prostituting themselves. And they'll basically give it up whenever that person wants it. And you got men doing it too. Can you imagine all the simps? All the simps out there having to go get a sugar mama now? And when mama wants that sugar, you better deliver, boy. Guys, this is some fucked up shit. This is really fucked up. Oh my gosh, this is so fucked up. Whew. As explained by UBS strategist Matthew Misch, millennials have never been more in debt, and this shocking development can hit why millennials are resorting to an online dating site in the millions to trade sex for their next debt servicing payment. Like I said, they are trading sex to cover their student loans, guys. They're trading sex to cover their student loans. Are you guys awake? I told you, feminism is dead this year. No one in their right mind will call themselves a feminist right now. No woman in her right mind will call herself a feminist right now. Only a lunatic would call themselves a feminist. I said feminism is dead in 2017. It's dead. After the whole Harvey Weinstein thing, Hollywood's been burning to the ground now for the last couple of months. With looking at Antifa and all this other crap that's happened, are you out of your mind? Forget about feminism. Most people don't want to call themselves liberals anymore. I told you feminism would die. The label, at the very least, would die in 2017. Most American women don't call themselves feminists. The vast majority. And those who remain are quickly deviating from the core philosophy of feminism. They're saying that, oh, I'm a different kind of feminist. I told you the label was dead, and you weren't listening. Anita Sarkeesian recently released a video where she basically discussed that there are a bunch of things, like there's these centers that basically inform women about other options in addition, you know, other than getting an abortion. She basically says that this is like someone being told that they can keep the cancer when there's a cure for the cancer. Guys, you got to think about this carefully. Who's going to want, basically her pro, she basically associated an abortion to getting, getting a treatment for a serious health condition. So for example, it's like you have a disease, having a baby is a disease, being pregnant is a disease, and abortion is the cure. That's essentially what she said. That's how she compared it. Being pregnant is a disease. It's an illness, a serious illness, if not treated quickly and appropriately. And the places that are trying to prevent women from having the abortions are trying to talk them out of it, are trying to help spread that disease. I told you these people were fucking insane. Told you they were fucking insane. Did any of you listen? Told you feminism was dead in 2017. Some people said, I agree, you're out of your fucking mind. I told you so. I told you so. I told you it was dead as a doornail. Dead as a fucking doornail. Exploring the data from UBS, the divergence between consumer delinquencies and the unemployment rate at record lows signals wage growth is non-existent at a time when millennials' leverage is high. We further summarize per the charts below. When you break out rising consumer delinquencies into their individual buckets, the catalyst for the trend above suddenly becomes more clear. While delinquency rates on mortgages, HELOCs, and credit cards are improving, or at least not deteriorating rapidly, delinquency rates on student loans and auto loans are a completely different story. And lastly, who took out all of those $40,000 0% 80-month loans, all so they could drive around in a brand new BMW they couldn't afford, Well, if you guess millennials in the lowest quintile of the wage earners in the country, then you're absolutely right. As Mish points out in Figure 7 below, the millennial debt-to-asset ratio for Americans under the age of 35 has surged over the past couple of decades from 40% to a staggering 100%. Guys, let me read this again. A Mish points out the figure below. The median debt-to-asset ratio for millennials under the age of 35 has surged over the past couple of decades from 40% to a staggering 100%. All millennials under the age of 35 right now, virtually all millennials are carrying massive amounts of debt. You're going to say, well, that doesn't make sense, because there are some millennials who never went to college, and there are some millennials who, you know, they own their own car. Yeah, I want you to put that up against the tens of millions of millennials. There are about 80 million millennials, okay? There's about 80 million millennials. The actual number of millennials that don't have student loan debt, car loan debt, it's so minimal that when you round it off, it comes out to 100%. When you round out the figure, it comes to 100%. We're talking about the number of millennials that don't have staggering amounts of debt right now are roughly around in maybe the hundreds of thousands, barely. So there may be a few hundred thousand millennials out there who don't have massive amounts of debt. A few hundred thousand. There's a few hundred thousand millennials out there right now that may not have massive amounts of student loan debt. A few hundred thousand. All right. With the financial security of the millennial in grave danger, as per UBS strategist Matthew Mish charts, you start to get the sense of why millennials are flocking to SeekingArrangement.com. So they're basically paying boomers to have sex with them to give them money. Wow. First sugar daddies and or sugar mamas have an average annual income of $250,000 and the average net worth of $1.5 million. The simple term in life, follow the money, seems to be at play here. Sugar daddies or mommies have a monthly membership of $80 per month. Meanwhile, the website allows a broke college student free of charge. This is hardcore prostitution, guys. Here are the benefits of a sugar daddy. 4 sugar babies per daddy. The odds are in your favor with thousands of attractive local women looking to meet now. No strings attached. Redefine the expectation of a perfect relationship. In other words, you have no string attached sex. You're a prostitute. Ideal relationship. Upfront and honest arrangements with someone who will cater to your needs. In other words, you agree on how much money he's going to be paying for the sex. Find a mentor. Established sugar daddies offer valuable guidance for long-term stability. So basically, these are women who were raised by single parents. All right? They were raised by single parents. So not only are these men and women going to have sex with them, but they can also give them important guidance that they never got in life. And it's not the first time I've heard of this. There was this woman I knew, and she was like doing this whole dominatrix thing, and one of her clients was like a high-powered attorney. Like, guys, this is sick. And she was like some broke college girl. Broke millennial. Date experienced men. Date real gentlemen who don't play games. In other words, they don't play games. They want to have sex when they want to have sex. And they want to put it in your butt. Mm-hmm. That's right. They're not fucking around. They know what they want. Be pampered. Indulge in shopping sprees, expensive dinners, and exotic travel vacations. Guys, I can't believe this is happening in 2017. This is post-feminism. Post-feminism, millions of millennials are selling sex to pay student loans. Post-feminism. This is post-feminism, and it's only going to get worse. Guys, as Donald Trump is cutting the food stamps, cutting off the Section 8, you're going to see this more and more and more as these women try to avoid the FEMA camps left and right. Guys, now look at this crap. Here are disturbing sugar daddies preying on broke, browsing the sugar baby's female milk of broke millennials. We find this. Look at this, guys. Look at this. Here are the disturbing sugar daddies preying on broke, desperate college millennials. And notice there's sugar baby females and there's sugar baby males and sugar mamas as well. Guys, this is insane. This is insane. Pierre, 59, Richmond. Adventure 01, 49. This guy is some other guy. IJ, 39. Jeff, 60. Jeff is 60. Steve, 46. Bill, 49. There's a 36-year-old on here. Sweet Candy Man, 34. Sweet Candy Man. Sweet Candy Man, guys. Sweet Candy Man. Sounds like the Sandy Man. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Zachu CA, what the fuck? Ask me soon, 44. And like I said, guys, it's funny, they only shame the women here. They didn't show us the sugar baby male section and sugar mamas, all right? So there's a bunch of sugar mamas and sugar baby males, all right? Guys, so if you're a man, you can sell ass on this site too. A bunch of men are selling ass on this site too. My gosh. Guys, this is crazy. Bunch of men are selling their ass on this site. Guys, this is insane. This is insane. Wake up. There's a link to this article in the description. I'm having too much fun making this video because this is fucking insane. They're selling ass. And let me tell you something. If you don't think that there are some gay men on this site that are looking for other men to have sex with, you are out of your minds. Alright? There's a bunch of men selling ass to other men on this site too. This is a prostitution ring! And it may end up being shut down by the government very soon. The global government. This is one of the largest prostitution rings in the world. Business Insider, Canada Load and Back, interviewed a broke college millennial by the name of Christina, 29 years old, and a user of SeekingArrangement.com. Christina said she isn't willing to have sex for money, but has received over $90,000 for education-related costs from her sugar daddies. The MBA student at Michigan University living in Las Vegas said, That was when it finally set in, and I was looking at the prices, I was looking at how much debt I was getting in, and I had already started my MBA, and I was like, I can't afford this. I'm going to be paying this off for years and years and years. In addition, she made it clear that she isn't interested in one-night stands. We find it hard to believe. Here's what she said. Guys, this is what she said. Listen. In addition, she made it clear she isn't interested in one-night stands. Dot, dot, we find that hard to believe. Here's what she said. I'm not a person that is interested in one-night stands with people who are visiting Vegas for a couple of days. That's not interesting to me. If that's what you're going to come at me with, my response is going to be thank you for the offer. But I'm going to pass. On my profile, it specifically says I'm going to school for this. This is what I'm looking for. I would like help paying for my school and my books. So guys, She says she's not having sex for money, but it doesn't say she's not having sex. In other words, she's not doing one night stands necessarily. In other words, she wants you to take her to dinner first, treat her like a lady, so that in her mind, she says that she's not a prostitute. Even in the article, the writer of the article says that it's hard to believe that she's not having sex for money. Yes, she is, but in her mind, she's telling herself she's not, because she's not having sex immediately. No, she's going on a date with these men. She's going on a date with them. They're sitting down at a nice restaurant. They're having a nice meal together. All right? That's what's happening. And then, after all of this, they might go back to, you know, after a date or two, they'll go back and have sex. And then, you know, just surprisingly, after they have sex, the money, you know, she gets a check for, you know, a couple thousand dollars. You know, I mean, again, that's not that's definitely not prostitution. No. That's just them helping her out. The sex is strictly not related. Right. Bottom line, the millennial generation has turned desperate with debt up their eyeballs, and it shows how this avocado and toast generation will do anything for a debt service payment. Let's look at some of the comments. Select your perfect... Okay, sure. If they get knocked up, they go from in debt to collecting government checks. Win-win. As Mr. Spock would say, this all is quite logical. Pump these kids' heads full of material dreams while removing their innate sense of moral restraint, and you've got the perfect recipe for this kind of compunctious transgression. Girls use this one cool trick to spread their legs. Click to read more. Why so many BuzzFeed headlines in ZH lately? Wow. Keep looking. Aw, shit. If I was just a little younger and not committed to my family, I could have some little hotties on the cheap. Wow. One guy, way overpriced pussy. Who would pay for this? She is in Vegas, no less. A perfect 10 in Balijo bar, 1,000 to 2,000. You want girlfriend experience? Go to Asia or South America. Have a holiday with cash left over. Oh, shit. Why burn so much cash? Find a hole in the scratch and dent section. After dark, all cats are gray. Hey, I think sugar daddies are pretty smart. After all, isn't this capitalism? Because female empowerment, now they're hookers. Congrats. Oh, shit. Because of female empowerment, now they're hookers. If that's what you really wanted, stupid bitches, self-indulgent, believing the crap they shove down your throats, it's all about you, right? Yeah, it isn't worth it, but most of them will have to figure it out for themselves and waste a lot of time. I'm not sure I would defer to the group here, but I think the line showing unemployment rate might be a bit off on the first graph. I like this comment. They end up getting a diploma for the School of Hard Cocks. They end up getting a diploma from the School of Hard Cocks. Oh gosh, the School of Hard Cocks. Oh my gosh, this guy, this is just incredible.
Conned by banks, government, and universities who take out excessive amounts of leverage in auto loans, credit cards, and student loans.
Right.
BS. BB started talking about the necessity of college with their sons and daughters when they were, 15 to 16 years old? And you call that a con? Laughable. And banks lined up at the unis and begged students to sign up for their students' credit card, and parents supported it, usually under the guise of building your credit. What a con those millennials fell for. Sarcastic. Millennials are not surprisingly. Millennials are, not surprisingly, just as dumb as their parents, who led them like sheep to the slaughterhouse! Now the BBs take it up a notch. Now the big banks take it up a notch by writing out about how stupid their sons and daughters are. Now the babies. Joke's on you. You will die hopefully soon. The ones carrying your legacy will be the millennials. Probably pissing on your graves in anger and the enormous amount of hate and debt you just left your progeny. Oh gosh. It's so sad living had jobs about.
Guys. If you fuckers haven't used your brains yet and realized, if you guys haven't realized it yet, get the fuck out of here now. Like, get some cryptocurrency. I kept telling all y'all to go get yourself some crypto. Get yourself some red pills. All right? What do you think's going to happen next year? All these people are going to be rushing to buy crypto because they can't buy gold. Gold is too expensive, it's too difficult to store, it's too difficult to use and trade. Who the fuck are you going to trade gold with easily? No one. Alright, why do you think Bitcoin is digital gold? There are some that are saying Bitcoin will hit $100,000 next year. And it doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me at all that a single Bitcoin would hit $100,000 next year. Doesn't surprise me at all. Today we're also looking at the current existing price point of these cryptos. We're not thinking about the future growth of these cryptos. Today you can get some red pill coins for 10 cents a coin at the ICO that starts on December 1st. People who got coins a few months ago got them for a penny. The most recent crowd sale, they got them for 2.5 cents. And at the ICO, you'll be able to get them for 5 cents. Not 5 cents, I mean 10 cents a coin. Although it'll fluctuate because it's based around Ethereum. I keep telling you guys, don't fuck around. Don't fuck around. This is real serious shit happening around us. This is no game. This is no game. This isn't a video game. This is real life. This is real fucking life right here. Get your shit together, boys, because tough times are coming. Tough times are coming for everyone. It's not gonna be pretty. Not gonna be pretty. A lot of hardship. A lot of hardship, guys. Alright? Go get yourself some crypto.
Go get yourself some crypto, boys. Get yourself some crypto. Cause y'all gonna be, cause if you're gonna, you're all gonna be real sad. We're gonna be doing a Red Pill Weekend. We're gonna have Red Pill Weekend coming up. I'm gonna announce it. I'm gonna announce it probably tomorrow. When I have Red Pill Weekend, you guys will have an opportunity to get some crypto. This is only gonna be for you guys. So anyone who wants to get some will be able to get some. I'm gonna set it up for you guys so it'll be easy. And that's what's happening. We're gonna make it easy for you guys, but you know, this isn't a game, this is real life. I keep telling you guys, 2.5 million college students on just this site alone are trying to sell ads. 2.5 million millennials. That's just one site. And not everyone knows about the site. How many is it going to be next year? 3 million? 5 million? 10 million? There's only 80 million millennials, guys. What happens? What happens when one out of every five millennials is prostituting themselves? What happens when one out of every five millennials is prostituting themselves? It's not far-fetched. Think about it. If you can't get food stamps, you can't find a job, you can't find a man, can't get Section 8, what do you do? The world's oldest trade. There's a lot of men out there with these useless degrees as well, especially simps. What do you do? They're gonna start selling their bodies to whoever will ever take it. Can you imagine how many straight men? I know some of you guys are gonna say that's a lot, that's bullcrap. You can't be straight and take it up the butt. No man can do that. You're absolutely wrong. There'll be a lot of men, straight men, sadly enough, that are signing up for these sites, trying to sell their bodies to gay men who'll pay good money. Who'll pay good money to make to put it in their butts. I'm being honest with you guys. I told you. I told you. Come 2020, society is going to look back. It's going to be the great vagina crash of 2020. They're going to look back and try to figure out how women ended up in the extremely poor state that they're in. Many living in FEMA camps. You see those Walmarts that have been converted? They're going to be holding a lot of people in those old Walmarts. All right? They're going to partition them off. You're going to have people living in those Walmarts. You're going to have men with guns at the gates. All kinds. Those are prisons. Let me tell you another story. As things go downhill, prisons like Rikers and detention centers like in LA, they're going to say that they don't have the money to keep these people incarcerated. So what they do is they first begin to release people who have low-level offenses. So non-violent offenders are going to be the first people to be released. That's not going to be enough. Then they're going to start releasing violent offenders. People who have been involved in crime, you know, for example, they stab people, beat people up, you know, armed robbery. They're going to start releasing these people as well. Child molesters. They're going to start releasing these people as well. Because there's no money to keep them in jail. You don't understand how jail systems work. They work on money. People that should have been in jail for the next 10 years. Oh, you're coming home. They're going to put them right back on the street. They're lucky if they get $10 from the state. They're going to release them, and they don't want to see them again. You're going to have some police officers. You're going to hear crimes happening left and right. There's going to be a surge in crime. Surge in crime. And you know what's going to happen during that time? Gun sales are going to skyrocket. Okay? Gun sales are going to skyrocket. On top of everything else happening, the U.S. is going to see hardship as the global economy continues to change and the U.S. dollar is being used by fewer countries, meaning the value of it is going to decline even more. And there's a lot of debt that's going to become due very soon that our parents, all right, the legislators that are from parents' generation, pushed off until the 2020s. Someone has to pay for that. Where's the money going to come from to pay the debt that they accrued 10, 20 years earlier? Oh, it's going to come out of things like Social Security and Medicare and education. Those are the first things to go. First things to go. If it gets bad enough, they may just cut the Social Security program in half. So not only are you going to have millions of suffering millennials, tens of millions, you're also going to have tens of millions suffering boomers and their parents. Real fucked up, isn't it, boys? If you're smart, guys, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to buy me some property, God willing. By the grace of God, I'm going to buy me some property, another country, and get myself a ranch. I'm going to have animals, chickens, pigs, cows. You heard me. Y'all heard me. I'm going to buy me a ranch. Right? Barbed wire everywhere. Barbed wire everywhere. Men with guns everywhere. You heard me right. Men with guns everywhere. Nobody's coming in. Gonna start stocking up. Because let me explain how this works, boys. Society's been gonna collapse, but a lot of people are gonna starve. A lot of people are gonna starve. You're gonna be shocked when you go to Walmart. You're gonna see people try to steal some chicken. There'll be a bunch of people trying to steal chicken. You heard me. Uncooked chicken. Trying to steal a pack of chicken so they can go home and fry it up. Or cook it on the street. You're gonna see people grilling at the side of the street. Chicken. You're gonna see people getting thrown in jail, hauled out of Walmart and all these supermarkets trying to steal food. Not money, not jewelry, food. I'm telling y'all, tough times are coming. The number of women prostituting themselves is going to rise substantially. It's going to be, guys, do not be surprised when they say something like 1 in 5 millennials are seeking arrangements. Don't be surprised when you hear something like 1 in 5 millennials are seeking arrangements. And you find out your cousin has been doing it. Your sister has been doing it. Your brother, your little brother or your older brother has been doing it. Some of you motherfuckers will probably try doing it too. I know some of you are like angry. Fuck you, angry. There's some amongst us, I'm telling you. Get your shit together. Get some crypto. Because when shit goes downhill, How do the banks start operating, you dumb motherfuckers? And not all of you, but those who don't listen. They start reducing the amount of money that you can withdraw from the bank on a daily basis. So you can take out $1,000 now, that's going to be reduced to $500. You can take out $500, that's going to be reduced to $300. But you can still go into the bank and take money out. But you should call in advance if you want to take out amounts in excess of $500. And they're going to begin asking you, what are you doing with this money? Because they're giving you, you're taking out money that they honestly can't really hand out. Anyone who thought that you could just keep printing money forever is a dumb motherfucker. I saw an article on like The Economist a few years ago from some idiot who said the key to getting out of debt right now is to just keep printing more money because it helps the economy grow. And this was written by someone who clearly did not understand the principles of the economy and of how money works and how societies implode. When the fiat currency collapses, my friends, everyone will turn to crypto. Everyone. Some of you are saying that's bullshit. If the electricity goes, then it's not worth it, then you can't even access it. Chances are the electricity isn't going. It's only going to become more automated. Don't misunderstand something else. You could go back before we had computers. Back in Germany, I forgot what year this happened. There was a time in Germany, I believe. It was in Germany. Where country was in bad shape. No one had money. So the government had a great idea. We'll just print more money. There were no economists to tell them, listen, if you print more money, then the value of the money will decline. So they just started printing more money and handing it out to the people. The more money they printed, the less valuable the money became. And soon people literally were walking around with bags of money to buy a loaf of bread, to do basic transactions. The money became literally worthless. They actually explored this topic in a TV show called DuckTales, like 20 years ago. And they explored the subject where there was an endless amount of money in Duckburg. Somehow the money got cloned, and now there was all this money all over the place, coins, everything. What happened? The money lost its value. No one wanted it. Stores were basically pushing it out. The money became valueless. That's what happened in Germany. They printed the money and the money became valueless. It lost all its value and people starved. In Venezuela, they're printing more and more money right now. The value of the money is so low, people are buying food with bags of money in Venezuela. Bags of money. To prevent that from happening in the U.S., what they'll end up doing is limiting the flow of the money that's flowing out. They're going to pull back. Because especially when you have tons of money that's literally worth nothing already, they're going to have to. They're going to pull back, and there will be less money in the economy. If there's less money in the economy, but people want access to money, where are they going to turn to? Cryptocurrency. And they're going to start turning to not just Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is going to be so expensive. They're going to also turn to many smaller cryptocurrencies. just to do everyday things. People aren't using their brains. People are blind, sleeping at the wheel. Millennials are selling sex to pay student loans. Millions of them. Does anyone still believe feminism is relevant? Does anyone believe that the label feminism is still alive in 2017? Sure, there are all those idiots out there making noise, but does anyone in their right minds actually believe that feminism, the label, is still relevant and is still relevant, and that people actually believe in them in 2017? You've got to be kidding me. It's dead as a doornail. Feminism is dead. The lunatics that help destroy society are, of course, going to keep on spreading nonsense and shouting loudly. But it's dead. Let me know what you think in the comment section if you're shocked that millions of millennials are selling ass to pay student loans. And if you agree, it's only going to get worse. There's going to be tens of millions more. Like I said, I'll have an announcement regarding Red Pill soon. Probably next couple hours. Like, share, subscribe, and if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers.